Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Beloved chef and TV host Anthony Bourdain found dead of an apparent suicide. TMZ is reporting Bourdain was found dead in his hotel room in France. This according to CNN as well. The network says Bourdain's friend Eric Rippert discovered the body this morning. He had hanged himself. They were on location shooting an episode for his award-winning show Parts Unknown. Bourdain made his name first as a chef and then an author. Anthony's suicide comes just 3 days after fashion icon Kate Spade took her own life by hanging herself in her New York City home. Bourdain was 61. Switching gears. Drake in the news again. This time, it's pretty much an invite for Drake to be a part of a reality show. Well, okay, would you consider Maury Povich a reality show? It doesn't get more real than that. Maury Povich extended a red carpet invite to Drake to come onto the show and take a paternity test to prove once and for all if he's got a kid. He says he's eager to have Drake come on the show and take a DNA test that proves his paternity. Says he's offered his expertise to other rappers in the past, most recently a lie detector test to Cardi B and obviously Set, who went through a rough patch shortly before she announced her pregnancy. It's actually not a bad call for Drake, according to TMZ. Many feel Drizzy took the L by staying silent after Pusha T allegedly beat him in a punch and hinted that he had a son with porn star Sophie Brazo on his diss track, The Story I've Added On. I think that it would help more of the Maury Povich show than Drake, so I would see Drake sitting this one out. Fabulous is giving us a follow-up on his domestic abuse situation. He's asking for more time to hash out his plea deal in the domestic violence case involving the mother of his children and longtime on-and-off girlfriend Emily B. Bossip is reporting that Fab was in court where his lawyer met with the prosecution to work it out. The case stems from a March incident in which Emily told police that Fabulous threatened to kill her and punched her several times in the head. They're trying to determine if Fab is eligible for pretrial intervention, which is a diversion program that would allow his charges to be dismissed upon completion of the program. But the issue is the program is only open to first-time offenders, and Fab has priors. Finally, Rihanna is making big moves, just releasing her new movie today, Ocean's 8, alongside Sandra Bullock. She has her Fenty Beauty products just dropping the new lip gloss line last month. And now she's working on not one, but two new albums. Fans have been waiting for a follow-up to Rihanna's 2016 Anti. Definitely looks like Rihanna won't disappoint. Sources say that she wanted to be sure that this album was back-to-back hit makers. So one album is very chart-friendly, while the other album will explore experimental sounds. Some critics are saying that Rihanna's last album was a flop, didn't produce enough hit songs. Sources are also saying she acknowledges that her last big hit was her 2007 song Umbrella, which makes it more important that these new albums produce back-to-back hits. I can't wait for that.